In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll have a conclusion session. Our foot washing and Holy Communion studies have been completed. And also Joel. And we'll also conclude here our church history. Again, we return to our initial objective. First is to state the fact that we are the only true church of salvation. Secondly, everyone has the responsibility of preaching this true church gospel to the rest of the world. So the first objective is our faith, our belief, our confidence in the church. Second is our act of our faith. What we've missed out yesterday was the Methodists. Founded by John Wesley. He designates a new beginning. He was influenced by the Moravians.
I'll
just briefly mention this passage of history. He was very influential on various religions in the United States. The most influence was upon the Pentecostal assemblies. He began the modern charismatic movement of the Pentecostal assemblies. 1739, January the 1st, he had 60 people assembled together to worship. That is, he prayed from the evening of December 31st to the morning 3 a.m. of January the 1st.
然后他记载着这样说,
and what he recorded was,
说那到3点呢, 许多人就大喊,
by 3 a.m., many people started to shout. And many fell on the ground.
他說,
and they said, we found the wonderful power of God descending upon us.
那在接下来就1775年，这卫理公会有一个运动叫圣洁运动，他们有一个会叫做圣洁的一个组织。 圣洁俱乐部吧，也不能说俱乐部了，就大家在一起。
And they established a so-called Holy Church in 1775.
不是，是有Holy Club，sorry. 那在1775年，他们的这个圣洁运动呢，他们有这样的报道。And
the reports from the Holy Club of 1775 was,
他说有人会发抖。
That some people would tremble.
有人会扑倒在地。
Some would fall on the ground,
好像死了一样,
like a dead corpse.
有些人会互相流眼泪，要互相拥抱。
And some would hug each other and would shed tears.
所有人都，他们都是落在一种奇妙的感受，很热爱跟赞美当中。这就是他们所谓的灵恩的开始。
That what they experienced was graciousness and love and praise.
1800年寻道会都是同样这个会哈。
In 1800, there was this pastor named John McGee.
他在讲道的时候,
when he started to preach, suddenly the congregation shouted back.
然后失去会场, 因为太激愤了,
and he lost control of the assembly. Many people fell and lied on the ground.
大叫大喊,
and they shouted and yelled.
他们说他们追求的都是歇斯底里的。
they were hysterical.
然后他们说, 包括倒在地上, 并且痉挛, 像狗叫一样, 像狗一样吼叫。
And they would fall on the ground and they would bark like dogs.
最主要是说他们精神恍惚。
However, their spirit is...
他们mind就是这样, blend, 恍惚了, 精神恍惚就是不是很...
Semi-conscious.
那我们晓得这是受邪灵的一种象征, 得圣灵的人, 你在... 再怎么哭怎么样一定听得见。如果你说圣灵大充满，摇钟听不到，除非你在看异象，不然我们教很多看异象，摇钟还是回来了。
We understand this to be the work of evil spirit because for receiving the Holy Spirit will never entail that you would lose control of yourself. For example, you pray or see vision and not be able to hear a bell.
就是说圣灵已经是有秩序，已经一定听。 不会说你自己一个人在那边祷告感动得特别厉害，大家都停了，你还感动了半天。
But the Holy Spirit manifests itself in a very orderly manner, in control, that is.
不会破坏秩序，不会说哎呀我不知道啊，没有这回事。但是他们那有时候精神恍惚，有时候像死了一样，叫都叫不醒。
It would not lose its control and not be able to or lose its senses, whereas they what they experienced was that they lost control and they were not fully conscious.
因为这样很新奇，所以他们说聚会有时候到三万五千的人那么多。
And because of this fantastic nature that sometimes they have assemblies of more than 35,000 people.
那有一次他们有500个人都倒在地上痉挛。
And one time there were 500 people at the same time fell to the ground, lost their limbs went soft.
并且有没有不信的人来也倒在那里啊。
Even the non-believers came and also was part of this 500.
所以从这种的运动之后，1894年到1905年呢，从殉道会分出来的像这样的圣洁团体有20多个以上。
And therefore, because of the movement from this holy club, there were more than 20 different divisions that came out of it in 1894 and on.
这就是五旬节教会灵恩派的一个开始。
And this is the Charismatic Church of Pentecost, their beginning.
那在里面有什么活喜的圣教会、神的教会、五旬节圣洁教会、基督的教会、使徒信心使那什么福音会，就很多。
They have the various churches that came out of it. For example, baptism by fire, God's Church of God, Pentecostal Holy Church, and Jesus Words of Jesus Church.
那使徒信心会在1906年在那个 LA 成立了。
And the Apostolic Faith Gospel Church also was established in 1906 in Los Angeles.
1903年有一个这 Thomason 哈，在神的教会在讲道，他有这样的一个记录自己的报道。
And there was a historical recording from 1903 by a man Tomlinson. He was preaching in the Church of God.
那是可能他们认为说神工作大大的能力，神那圣灵大大的能力，他这样写说，有许多人都在哭泣。
And that he recorded that during his sermon, because of the wonderful powers of the works of the power of God, that people started to cry during his sermon.
我们如果听到这里，对啊，我们教会哈，圣灵感动会哭啊，这没有什么不对的。
Up to this point, we can relate to because our church has such a happening.
他们会拍掌，哎，摇手。
And they would applaud and also wave their arms.
但是下面就有点怪，他说，有时更有人倒在地上，那翻滚如蛇。
But then the following recording is a little strange to us, for they have people falling on the ground and roll around like snakes.
嗯, 黄种临时好像真有向外四五个小时啊，不行不够。
It seems that they have an out of body experience for at least 4 or 5 hours.
看到我当然会害怕了哈，那这好好的，不然那这神在那里这样子，你就害怕，怕。那有没有什么经验？哇、哦，这神的大能力吓到，但是这不一定不是神的那个工作。
It seems to instill fear in the people that are observing these people during this experience.
然后从这开始，就我们平常所讲的五旬节运动。
And from this on is marks the beginning of the charismatic movement.
就是所谓的灵恩第一波。
That is the first downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
那刚开始做灵恩第一波的话，五旬节运动当然各个大教派都反对，比如说天主教啊，那个路德会啦、啊，哈，那圣公会啦、啊，他们都反对。
From the first downpouring of the Holy Spirit, there were many opposition, such as the Roman Catholic faith, the Anglicans, and the Lutherans.
然后慢慢的1950年之后，大的教派就，哎，有的时候，哎，看也不错啊，因为如果他们所说的灵恩运动一起来，哇，这整个教会怎么样，人就多起来了。
And by 1950, after 1950, some of the mainstream denominations started to gain or start to accept this charismatic movement because they saw the power that they experienced.
所以1953年圣公会就加入了，所以加入就是说他们也在圣公会里面推展这个灵恩运动。
Anglican.
嗯，对 ，Anglican.
After 1950s, then the Anglicans started to share in this charismatic movement and increased in the membership.
从加州开始。
Starting from California.
1960年，加州的圣公会的主教就是一个
1960s，Pike，
他第一个就接受这个。
In 1960s, in California, the Archbishop of the Anglican Church in California, he accepted James Pike. He accepted this movement.
然后路德会、长老会都陆续的接受这个运动。
And consequently, Lutherans and some Presbyterians also took part in this movement.
1966年之后，天主教更是大力的推展。
And 1966 and onwards, Roman Catholicism was fast spreading.
在到1986年，在那个 Atlantic City 就有37,000个人参加。
In 1986, in Atlantic City, there were 6,000 people gathered together to have service.
并且他们分成6,000个祷告小组。
They even broke themselves, 37,000个人。
就是37,000人嘛。
There were 37,000 people, and they broke down to about 6,000 prayer groups.
所以从1950年之后，他们说这是灵恩第二波。
So therefore, they designate 1950s onward as a second downpouring of the Spirit.
Wave.
Second wave of the charismatic movement.
那到现在呢？他们第一波、第二波，现在他们就有一个灵恩的大合一运动。
And from the first wave and the second wave, they combine has a movement.
他们说。有三个姊妹要互相联合。
They said that there are three sisters that will come together.
就是福音派。
The gospel.
不是 evangelical. 福音派的。
The evangelist. Evangelical church.
他们要领导人来归主。
And they will lead people to become the Lord's fold.
灵恩派呢，他们要带人得到圣灵的大能。
And the charisma group, they will.
带领人
they will bring people to experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
那罗马天主教他们想让人明白，教会跟圣礼对基督徒生命的重要。
And the Roman Catholic Church would lead people to understand how the church and the truth can affect the believer's life.
所以这目前还在正进行。
And this movement is still prevalent today.
那早上我们有稍稍谈过，就是那个教会增长。
This morning we talked about church growth.
教会增长是从那个福乐神学院开始。
And we've mentioned that the church growth is a theory developed by people at the Fuller University in California.
他教教会镇长之后，后来他退休之后就，1971年他就把他的，我早上讲那个教会镇长就从他们这开始，1971年就换一个，彼得华格纳。
Donald McGarvin was the one that developed the theory of church growth, and after he resigned from that post, 1971, Peter Wagner took on his role.
他是东部的 Princeton 大那个神学院哈毕业的。
And he comes from the theology school from Princeton University.
那他在富勒神学院也有念过。
He also studied at Fuller University.
他接到这个教职之后，他就跟当时一个那个 Wimber。
And after he succeeded McGarvin, he teamed up with John Wimber.
这个人呢，是在那个 Garden Grove 教会的旁边。Garden Grove 旁边是爱丁堡，对不对？
Wimber established some establishments near the Garden Grove Church in the city of Anaheim.
回去找找看，在那个迪士尼乐园的旁边不远的地方。
It's not far from Disneyland.
他开始设立一个教会，叫做Vineyard 什么 Christian Fellowship.
He established a church called Vineyard Christian Fellowship.
他从1980年开始只有17个人。
From 1980, he only had 17 members.
那经过5年就变成3000。
After 5 years, it became 5,000.
在5年就6000。
After another 5 years, 6,000.
到1990年就是2-3年前，现在的事情呢，它已经可能超过了40,000，就变得影响了。
And by 1990, only 3 years ago, his numbers are up to 40,000.
他们称作葡萄园基督徒团契。
And they call themselves the Vineyard Christian Fellowship.
我听说在我们家，在那个洛杉矶也有。
And I heard they're also around the Los Angeles area, they also are there.
那他们说他们是第三波。
And they claim to be the third wave.
这个人他本来是有头痛啊，头痛病。
Wagner had a condition of the headache.
华格纳，然后他就去韩国一个照妖机有没有？世界那个教堂最大，他现在有50几万的信徒啊，就一个人哦，就是他的教会，譬如说这个墙垒起来，对不对？那很多人来信，那、啊、他就有很多信徒。
去韩国。
去韩国。
He went to Korea to the biggest church establishment there.
那照样机的教会呢？他接受照样机的按手，他想说可能会好啊。照样机也是要医病的了哈。
And he was anointed by 照样机 Choi. Oh, Pastor Choi from the Korean faith. He thought that he would be healed by this faith.
但是没有。
But he was not healed.
那后来就遇到他。
Later he met John Wimber.
他就跟他讲，他后来有著书啊，就是说什么 power healing 哈，就是全能的医治啊，大能的医治。他做专门在医治的。那后来他们在富勒神学院还跟学生就是研究那个医治的恩赐怎么样得到恩赐。他说他有一长短脚的那个恩赐，就是说如果有人脚一长一短的话，他专门医治长短脚的。
And Wimber also studied, he published books on the power of healing, and his students at the Fuller University would study this, how to gain this gift of power of healing. For example, he's an expert at healing people with uneven lengths of limbs.
So they say that this is the third wave, because the third wave is spiritual healing.
And that they have the power of healing constituting the third wave of this charismatic movement.
具体有设立教会的是 John Wimber，
and the person that actually established a established church is Wimber，
就是葡萄园基督徒团契 Vineyard Christian Fellowship，
that is the Vineyard Christian Fellowship。
开始是在 Anaheim， 我们隔壁而已啊，我家不是我家了，对了，教会是我的家，我住在那个 Garden Grove， 就是旁边而已、啊。
It's next to my home， which is Garden Grove， in Anaheim。
那我。但我没有去参加他们聚会，我很想去，但是可能没时间。如果有的话，希望多参加几次看看。
I really like to go check what they're up to and go visit them, but I don't have the time.
我以下是他们自己的报告。
I just read their reports, publications.
他们有一个全人的布道会。
They have a all-powerful, almighty evangelical meeting.
他们有一次 聚的话有一个青年叫 TIM 的。
The one time they're having a meeting, there was a youth named Tim.
聚的时候他忽然就跳动起来，忽然就跌倒，向后这样跌倒。
And during meeting, suddenly he jumped up and he skipped around and he fell.
然后他拿着麦克风在地上打滚。
And he took the microphone and he rolled around on the ground.
然后其他的青年也开始抖动。
And other youth started to tremble as well.
没有关系啦，但是后来说大部分都倒在地上打滚。
But most of the people, they rolled around in the ground, on the ground.
说好像是战场一样。
It looks like a battlefield.
那他们大叫大喊，尖叫，说方言。
And they shouted with loud pitches of voice, and they also spoke in a tongue.
到处都是滚动的人群。
Everywhere there were people rolling on the ground.
就是在地上滚，那看到人当然害怕。
And of course, the observers would be very afraid of this.
因为他们说这是神全人的布道。
Because they claim this to be God's evangelism.
因为这教会发展很快。
And this church, they grew very fast.
他们用这个来说，教会的增长是神的祝福。
And they use these events to call it God's, the church growth as according to God's blessings.
他们就认为说这样是对的。
And of course, they feel that everything is correct.
那他们用一个名词，就是那个被圣灵击打。
They also have a term calling being
slain
by the Holy Spirit.
那在德国有一个后来信我们这次教会的一个信徒，他有做这样经历，他参加过这种会。这种会不止在美国，已经到欧洲去了。就是圣灵的击打，那个全人的布道，全人的医治。
That this Almighty evangelism faith has preached to also Europe. For example, in Germany, there was a brother.A person who used to be in that faith came to our church and believed.
那个人叫做黄瑞娇，现在就是在萨斯堡的教会，我们的真主教会。
The person is Brother Huang.
不是 Sister Huang.
Sorry, Sister Huang.
那他以前有病。
She used to be ill.
那人家就要介绍说有个全人的医治哈，那个要来，那时候也是说灵恩啊，要讲灵言啊，然后就神的大能，他就去参加那个会了。
And at that time, she heard wind of there's a big wave of healing and God's power coming. So she went to join their service.
她说讲道讲完之后，她就来祷告。
And after the sermon, she went to pray.
她祷告到那个全人医治的人哈，就这样手这样没有打到他脸，没有按到头，就这样这样弄下去，他就。倒下去说这里有那能力很大能力就那倒下去了
And she said that the so-called almighty healers came up to her and just pretend or just lay hands on her in that movement but did not touch her and she felt some sort of energy or power knock her down backwards
她就叫得很大声她叫差不多快一个钟头
And she yelled very loudly for almost 1 hour
但是叫之后她说她很难过就是
But when she yelled she said she experienceda lot of trouble inside.
但他自己很惊奇啊，因为就是用忽然这样子，你看，哎，哦，怎么忽然这样？哎，在这里有能力啊，不是说没有。
But at the same time, she was very astonished by what's going on.
因为他以前没有去过那个教会，一去就这样子，所以他也，哦，这个教会不得了。
Because she's never been to such a assembly before, and she's experiencing everything for the first time then.
那后来他说一两个小时神志不清楚，那后来就被人家抬进去这样。
And for an hour or two, she just did not have consciousness, and then she was carried away by people.
那醒来过后，人家说你被圣灵击打，因为你以前罪很重，所以圣灵把你击打。那再来击打完之后，医治你的病，这样。
And when she woke up, people told her that she was such a sinner before that she was slain by the Holy Spirit, and now she is then woken up from her sins and healed.
但她也相信嘛，因为这不可能发生的事情发生了。
And of course, this is supernatural to her, so she believed.
但是后来呢，病不太不好，在那个时候可能感觉不错，但是以后不但不好，反而更厉害。
At the moment she felt okay, but what turns out was that she was not healed at all.
就是她有时候走会忽然头一晕哈，就整个人这样倒下去。
That she would walk and suddenly lose her balance and would just fall.
那有时候倒下去一个钟头，才自己醒过来，奇怪怎么有时候端着杯子啊什么哈，满地都是玻璃碎片啊什么，啊她。后来才想说啊，不想活，怎么搬不能这样子？然后后来遇到我们教会一个姊妹，然后再介绍她来到我们教会来信。
她
在讲说她以前的经验。
And she would lose consciousness at 1 hour at a time, and she would wake up and see broken glass, for example, And after that, she was at a dead end. But later, she met a sister of ours, and then she came to our church.
这就是灵恩第三波情形。
These movements would constitute the third wave of this charismatic movement.
但是我们有一个观念，就是说，我们不要批评别人哈，可能有我们只是这样片面的消息，哈。
Although these are information to us, but we should not be in the business of criticizing others.
但是有时候一两个如果有这种情况，并且他们不会认为说这是不对的，而认为说这是对的。对我们来讲，这是魔鬼工作嘛，这邪灵工作才会这样子。
To them, experiencing all this, doing all this, they of course believe that everything is right. But to us, we see quite clearly that it is the work of evil spirit.
所以他们很追求是属灵意志的，属灵能力的，很追求这种神奇的东西。
So they pursue these supernatural things, the healing of the spiritual healing and spiritual wonders.
这个 Peter Wagner 他做了一个见证。
Wagner gave once a testimony.
他说他这个属灵的这个大能力也到了印度。
He said he brought his spiritual powers to India.
那印度有一个巫师哈，印度教那巫师想来信耶稣。
There was a guru from the Hindu faith who wanted to come and believe in Jesus.
但是他不晓得谁是神啊。
But of course he did not know who was God.
那他那个巫师，因为他们印度教拜很多的神，他们就把很多的神像哈。像哈啊放在一起，那其中有一个耶稣啊。
And because Hinduism has various gods, including Jesus Christ, and they would put images of various gods, including Jesus Christ, in one role.
那他们就在因为印度人那个牛是圣牛嘛，所以他们就把牛粪放在前面。
And because Hinduism, they revere cows as holy, so they put cow dung in front of these images.
那经过他们的属灵的能力，就是他们所谓的圣灵的能力，灵恩第三波祷告之后呢，耶稣前面的那个牛粪就烧起来了。
And through the prayer of the power of the Holy Spirit from the third wave, then the cow dung lit on fire.
啊，他说感谢
Jesus.
他说感谢神，哪一个有天火的哈？天上有火哈，把那牛粪烧的啊，这个就是神呐。
And then he said, "This must be heavenly fire setting afire this cow dung in front of Jesus' image."
我们想起来，我们想，我们听了会笑，会感觉很幼稚。但他们第三波就信得很灵啊。
To us, it's rather humorous listening to this story, but to the third wave people, this is what they revere.
你跟他说这不对啊，这个像是耶稣吗？不是啊，这牛粪在烧牛粪。但是他们说你不可以什么，亵渎圣灵的工作，哇，我们就没话讲了。
We could look at that and tell them that that's not the image of Jesus, nor is this the Holy Spirit lighting the cow dung on fire. But they would say you cannot quench the Spirit.
那这就是灵恩第三波。
This is the third wave of the charismatic movement.
那这对我们目前我们这些教会会有直接的冲击。
And there's some.Direct contradictions to our True Jesus Church today.
这是我们要面临的一个 impact.
This is an impact on us.
就是我们的冲击了，我们会遇到的。
That we will experience such an impact.
如果我们出去的话，一定会遇到很多的这个全能的医治。
When we go about in this world, we'll see many wonderful healings.
那他们也说要讲灵言。
And they also talk about speaking in tongues.
初初听起来，跟我们很一样啊。
From the surface, it seems that they're the same as us.
但是他们是真的是邪灵的运作。
But truly, that their power comes from that of the evil spirit.
但是他们不是每场聚会都是这样子的，你不要哦，这不是特别的哈，才这样子。平常还是如果没有邪灵工作，也是好好的人。
But do not misunderstand that they would have such a wonderful event. Or a spectacular event happen at every meeting. It is only at special meetings such events occur.
只有他们特别的这种聚会，那有时候特别的这个扰乱才有这样子。但基本上面就是他们的信仰，他们的是不对的。
Only when they have special gatherings do these things occur. But the thing is that this is what they believe in. This is their faith.
再来要讲一个，就是二十世纪以来呢，有一个。你们对那个黄道社工熟不熟？ 西洋人不是那个算中国人算命是排八字啊，他们这边是一月那个几号到几号是什么星座，什么星座八月是狮子座，有没有？
The astrology that people believe in
星座啊，那星座有几个星座？
The 12 signs of the zodiac，
那叫做黄道十二宫啊。
The zodiac, zodiac, the belief in the zodiac.
中国人是讲说黄道十二宫就是十二个星座。
The Chinese also has
就是这外西洋也一样啊，这天象这是一样的，神造的，西洋也是不是不一定是 Chinese。
Astrology is not confined just to Eastern or Western. Many people believe in it.
最厉害的是波斯波。
The main thing is positive thinking, right? Persian.
好了哈，那他们就讲说，公元零年到两千年是愚人座。愚人座晓得了哈。
Pisces would last.
Which man 是不是英语
？Pisces goes from zero to
Pisces 啊
，2000 AD。
因为我这次看德文，我说不晓得英文怎么讲，没有查就是。然后呢，两千年之后呢是那个水瓶座。
Aquarius. After post 2000 AD would be that of the Aquarius.
或是宝瓶座，中文有人说水瓶座，有人是宝瓶座嘛。
There are two terms to describe the Aquarius, zodiac.
就是水夫座哈，水有没有
？That is of water.
英文怎么讲？因为这个是，这是那个拉丁文呐、啊，这是水的意思啦。
In Latin, Aquarius means water.
那他们讲哈，耶稣因为得到天使之助。耶稣说：“你要得人得如如得你嘛，所以这两千年被耶稣占了光啊，所以有很多人都是变成鱼了，变成耶稣，因为他耶稣也晓得天象，所以很多的鱼啊，耶稣占了天使。”
From the Bible, the reference of you shall receive or get men like you get fish, that throughout these 2,000 years, Jesus is catching fish, and many people became fish during this period.
因为四季的交替呢，人心人都想东想西啦。
Because of the trends of the generations, people would think wildly.
So, 到了公元两千年之后呢，就是一个新的世纪。
That a new age begins at 2000 AD.
这是从天文学、天象他们的这样一个发现。
And from astrology, they have established this to be true.
那由这开始就有很多的那个动作。
There will be a lot of activities and movements from this point on.
水的最漂亮的形态是什么？
What's the most beautiful form or state of water?
彩虹。
In the form of rainbow.
所以现在有很多彩虹的节目，在德国啦，我在这里我是不晓得彩虹的节目啦，彩虹的东西。
So in, it's quite popular to have, souvenirs or memorabilia relating to the rainbow in Germany. I don't know about here.
那还有跟水的有很多饮料哈，是新兴的，就是运动饮料都是水。
And a lot of
水牌的有没有
？Nowadays you got have a lot of aqua related drinks.
那他们以为经过了公元两千年之后，是会进入到一个新的世纪里面。
And what they feel is that after 2000 year 2000 they enter a new age.
每年这个。这个东西哈，这个新世纪运动在伦敦有一个博览会。
Annually, the New Age movement they have a gathering in London.
就是博览会一个什么？
哦、oh, ，they have an exhibition in London.
嗯，那参加很多上十几万人哦，这里面啊。
There's at least tens and thousands of people would go to the exhibition.
他们几乎有一个共同的目的。
They have a common goal.
他们第一个
，first，
他们要建立一个世界性的宗教。
They want a world religion, one world religion.
第二个
s Secondly,
他们要建立一个世界性的政府。
They want a one government world.
那用世界性的宗教跟世界性的政府来建立一个新世纪。
And this new age will be formed by this one universal government and universal religion.
那人类呢？要变成神类。
And the human species will become a divine species.
因为它这里是用到那个生物进化了哈。
This,
这是一个混杂的东西，它里面也有科学，也有天文学，也有那个心理学，都有，都杂在一起。因为要一个全世界要有统一的宗教，所以这个宗教是包含所有的宗教，基督教它也容易参与进去里面。那印度教也有，佛教什么教它都可以来。
That they try to incorporate all the religions, no matter if it's Islam or Hinduism, Buddhism, and they use psychology, astrology, evolutionism to try to come up with this idea of having one all-encompassing religion.
那第四个。
The fourth objective they have.
他说现在世界所存在的危机，就是说饥荒啦，哈，能源的危机啦，战争危机，这些呢，要靠着新世纪这样的一个政府，这样一个宗教，这样一个新世纪才能够解决。
That all the major problem disasters of this world, such as famine, war, can only be solved by this new age movement.
然后他们有灵媒了哈，所谓灵媒。Channelist 是不是灵媒通灵人啊哈
They would channel
就是他这个人呢好像一个
mediator They would have a spiritual mediator or channeling spiritual channeling
他好像是一个 channel 一样可以借着他可以通灵就是通灵人这种就是说灵媒啊他好像做媒一样但是他灵里面的媒人一样
That we sort of have a medium, which is like a spiritual channel or a spiritual matchmaker that can match you to heaven, so that one individual can reach heaven via this medium.
他说第五个目标就是说，到新世纪的开始呢，他们要消灭地球上的二十亿人。
And another goal which they have, which is the fifth objective, is that up to the time of the New Age movement in 2000, they would have to eliminate 22 billion people in this world.
因为这是你如果不同意这个新世纪运动不加入的话，他就把你铲除掉。
Or if you
杂物嘛，杂质。
If you do not agree with this new age movement, then you become dirt and rubbish, and you shall be eliminated.
在美国，我现在不晓得在哪里，你们可能知道，有一个。出版公司出版社
There's a publishing company in the United States Lucifer's Publishing Company
这个是在以赛亚书里面的哈，这就是魔鬼的名字
Lucifer of course is the name of Satan recorded in Isaiah
那后来他们就改名字了所以以赛亚书14:4你看那个 KJV 的哈 King James 那个
We can see this reference of his name from Isaiah
14:12. 就是早晨之子哈，那就是撒旦的另外一个名字。那他们用就是用撒旦的名字，他们以为说他们说撒旦的不是那么坏，到新世纪里面，魔鬼就跟天使一样。
That Lucifer is also referred to as the morning star, and they claim that by the New Age movement within the New Age movement.That Satan and angel will become one of the same thing.
在美国这个运动的出版社，他们后来就不好意思用这个，就改名字。
Later, this publishing company changed their name to just Lucy Trust.
这样子。他们认为世界的神都是一样的。
They feel that all gods in this world are the same.
比如说佛教，他们拜佛。
For example, Buddhism, they worship Buddha.
他说那个佛也是神。
And they say that Buddha is God.
然后基督教呢拜基督。
And Christians, their God is Christ.
那回教他们盼望一个救主真主阴马。
And the Islamic faith, they're waiting for Imam to come as their savior.
那印度教哈
，Hinduism，
他们是那个 Krishna，
and they're waiting for Krishna's appearance。
有一种穿这里不想没有多过很多穿黄衣服，这里只是留一点的那个有没有 ？Hare Krishna 有没有
？And we see in Germany and in the United States the Hare Krishnas。
因为这是印度教，印度教他们讲轮回，就是他这是整个轮回哈，就是因为不是上宗教学哈。
It's from the idea.
就是一个他一直在轮回，然后。到了这第七生，就是第七世，啊，后来他们要第五世还没出来，第五世的那个 Krishna， 所以他们等一个 Krishna 的来到，啊，他就说那个新世纪说这些人呢，还有那个他们五个宗教了，还有弥赛亚
，also the Messianic faith，
犹太教了。犹太教他们还在等弥赛亚嘛？
犹太
教的弥赛亚，然后印度教的 Krishna， 回教的伊玛，他们都要等这些了。那基督教的基督，等基督在里嘛，对不对？然后佛的第五，佛祖也要再重新。他说这些人都是一样的。
And the New Age movement claimed that all five of these major religions, they are waiting for their God, and it's all the same.
那这些人来呢，就是一个统一的一个新世纪的开始。
And when these figures come again, then this will mark the beginning of this new age.
那他们开始有那个设立大学。
And they started to establish universities.
在印度了。
In India.
那是印度一个瑜伽术的一个总部。
瑜伽术。
瑜伽 yoga.
Oh, it's a yoga center in India.
我们如果有人练过瑜伽，就要晓得瑜伽刚开始的时候，他会告诉你这是一种健身，然后让人注意集中力。
That if you study yoga before, at the beginning they'll tell you that this is something that will build your body up and will increase your power of concentration.
是不错啦。
It is good for you.
但是真正的瑜伽是那个瑜伽哈，本来是印度教里面的一支，它本身是宗教。只是他借着身体的动作来达到那个跟灵界交通的这个一个动作。
But we have to keep in mind that yoga derived from one sect within Hinduism, except that they use body movements to reach a higher spiritual plateau.
这种新世纪运动呢，它要把人类的这个宗教跟宗教之间的这个隔阂要把它打破。
And The idea of the New Age movement is to shatter the barriers between religions of this world.
它是一种参罗主义，把各个样把它参罗在一起。
They have the idea of syncretism.
那他要借着人本身每个都是神。
And they want to propagate the idea that every man is God for himself.
只是你没有发觉而已。
Just that you don't know it.
所以他就用那个人类的那个积极的思想。
So they start using positive thinking, humanistic positive thinking.
那如果你不会的话，他会借着大师，就是大师或是通灵人。
And if you can't do it, then they'll use masters or channelers to help you.
那这就是要共同说，人类所有的宗教都泯除了，进入到一个新的世纪。那个新的世纪是一个水瓶座的世纪。
And so that all the religion, major religions of the world, is all going to merge into one universal religion.Which will belong to the Aquarius zodiac.
所以他们也讲说，人要寻找一个更高的自我。
Therefore, people have to reach a higher self.
要找一个真的我。
To find the real you.
那他们会让你说，这个他们用那个轮回来解释人呐。
They use reasoning.
轮回。
Oh, sorry. The idea of reincarnation to explain human life.
他借着灵媒哈，说让说哎，弄那个迷幻术哈，不是，就是催眠术，或是他跟你讲说，灵媒就是带你去你以前的前世，或是有时候一个人，有一次有一个记录说，有一个人就被带到，是这样讲的，他说那个。四万多年以前的，四千多万年以前，那个人说：“哎呀，是一个那个四脚蛇这样子。”
And these channelers would help you to go to your before life and see what you incarnated from. For example, a person would go back around 4 million years and found that he was a lizard or some sort of beast with four legs. They borrowed this incarnation idea from Hinduism. Reincarnation, and also the evolution theory from Darwin. And they tried to conjoin them. In the reincarnation theory of Buddhism and Hinduism is not exactly like this.
那他这个讲的也蛮科学，说你以前哈4000多年前是一条四脚蛇啦，后来慢慢进化到你现在。那你现在回去说，你看到你以前是四脚蛇嘛？
And but their theory is that you used to be a four-legged beast, but now you have evolved or reincarnated to be a human, and because you will return to that form of a beast, that's why you can see it now.
他们用很多方法，我们念几个，你们听一下。
And they use various methods to explain this. We'll just touch on a few.
他们用默想的默想术。
Through meditation.
用幻视成真术。
Visualization.
用积极的认同。
Through positive confession.
还有可能的思想化。
And also possibility in thinking.
还有催眠术。
And hypnosis.
还有生理反应。
Biofeedback.
还有成功术。
And success practices.
还有思维力, 就人类的思想,
and the power of the mind.
然后要增强信心术,
and various techniques to increase one's faith.
目前最普遍被利用的就是瑜伽术,
the most used 瑜伽,
yoga.
Is the yoga, the practice of yoga.
还有现在有一个名词就是TM.
There's a name, TM,
就是超觉静坐,
Transcendental Meditation.
那这个呢,哈佛教授也都认为说,这个不错。
And even the professors at Harvard, this person named Herbert Benson, he also found this to be quite good.
他是哈佛大学的医学教授。
He's a professor of medicine at Harvard.
但是计划人家统计练过这个人，后来很多都是患精神病或自杀，或是得到怪病。一开始不错，但是后来都错了。However,
many of the followers or students of this practice, they later develop mental disease.
他把人类送到进到一个宇宙的自觉里面。That
the idea is to bring a person into a cosmic consciousness.
所以现在这很普遍了。So
this movement is rather prevalent today.
一旦新世纪运动员在弄，就是那个YMCA哈，也有常常有那个瑜伽术啊什么，甚至在德国那方面教会，就基督教里面也主张就是静坐，超级静坐TM。
And also this idea is also propagated by YMCA today. If it's not the New Age movement that's doing it.
还有很多种种啊，时间到了。
There's also various other movements, same as these, but time is up.
那尤其在美国教育界，我只是看书来的了哈。如果讲错了，你们就要包含。
I read this, so if I'm wrong, please bear with me.
你们肯定是一个叫做约翰·德韦的吧
？Do we know any John Dweck? Dweck.
认识吗？他是一个教育学家了。He's
an education professor.
他的教育制度就是。
He has a he developed the idea of progressive education.
我没有，有这个人了哈。
Dewey.
Dweg， 然后有了，至少有人同意这样。你听错了。那其实他是新世纪运动的会员。
Rather, he's or actually he's a member of this New Age movement.
他主张没有神，神不存在。
That he is an atheist. He does not believe that God exists.
他说你根本没有犯罪。He
says, man never sinned.
那既然没有神也没有罪，世界上就没有什么对与不对的事情。Since
there's no God and there's no sin, nobody commit any sins before, then there's no right or wrong in this world.
所以他就讲说，换教的性行为是没有什么问题的。
Therefore, to have all this mixture of religion, there should be should not be any problem with that.
性行为呢?
Any sexual orientation is should have no problem with any of the sexual orientations.
那他主张一个政府,
he also agrees with the universal government and universal religion.
当然有很大的, 讲起很大的抱负说, 人类除, 各个宗派啦, 免除各个种族啦, 听起来很伟大, 但是里面总是不对的。
That it seems that it would instill a lot of order into the various races of this world, but the fundamental theory they have is not right.
这是现实行动，其实我们据统计，全世界这个60%人都受到影响。
We can say that for the whole world, 60% of people are affected by this movement.
在德国几乎有些大公司都有派他们，尤其在买卖部门都有派人参加这种，譬如说成功术了哈，积极思想术了，就是推销术。
And of course, this influenced to the business sector. For example, in Germany, some large companies would hire people to teach their marketing people on positive thinking. For example,
宗教也有人利用，
even Christian faith used such techniques.
那个赵用基他就用这个来推展他的教会，让教会增长。
赵用基，赵用基，Choi, Pastor Choi, for example, the Korean minister, he uses such a technique to increase members.
他有一个见证是这样子，他自己的见证。
He has a personal testimony. It goes like this.
说有位姊妹年纪大了，要想要结婚，那就来请这个赵牧师哈，请牧师替他祷告。
There was an elderly sister that wanted to get married, so she came to this minister.
当然他是说好。 那就请他坐,
and he of course agreed to pray for her and asked her to sit down.
那他就说你拿一支笔, 叫那个,
and he told her to pick up a pen.
那个赵牧师就问他,
and the minister said to her,
你希望跟哪种人结婚, 就说你希望跟黑人还是白人还是黄种人结婚。
What race of person would you like to marry with? What ethnic group?
那个姊妹说, 白人好了。
And she said, how about Caucasian?
那个说，那你希望高的，一百就是六尺的，还是五尺的？要高的还是矮的？
Then he said, "What about the height? 5 feet or over 6?"
他说高一点的比较好嘛，那六尺。
And she said,
"6 feet." 他说，那你是要胖型的，还是要瘦型的？ 他排骨的还是要肥肉的？
He said, "Would you like a chubbier one or a skinnier one?"
那个女的姊妹就讲说，排骨的比较好。
She said, skin and bones are fine.
他说，然后再问了，是喜欢音乐的，还是喜欢运动的，还是喜欢看书的？啊，就前面很多了，就总共问了10点。
Now he totally, in total, asked 10 questions, like if whether you want an athletic person or a musical person.
那个牧师就跟那个信徒讲说，你眼睛闭起来。
And the pastor asked her to close her eyes.
你就想，你10点都蛮想。 你就想说一个白人六尺的白人排骨的爱音乐啊怎么怎么在想
and you would use your power of your mind to imagine this all these criteria and form that image of the person
牧师就问说你看到没有
and the minister said do you see him yet
那起先那个这是事实啊因为他自己写的啦
this is an actual personal testimony of this Pastor Choi
那个你的信徒说没有啊
But this sister, this woman said, I don't see anything.
他说你没有信心，你再闭着眼睛再仔细想哦，把这再想，
he said,
专心地想。
He said, you have no faith. You have to try it again. You have to concentrate on your faith. Have the faith.
闭上眼睛想。
Close your eyes and see.
专心想。
To concentrate and see it.
那忽然这个女性说，啊，有了。
Then suddenly she said, I see it.
就把这些组合起来，就是。 白人六尺高排骨的爱音乐的这样想起来，哦，一个人出来。
And she actually formed an image of this person that fits all 10 criteria.
那牧师就说，你相信就会得到。
Then the pastor said, if you believe, you'll receive.
你把这个纸哈拿回去贴在那个女友那个镜子前面贴起来。
Go home and take this sheet of paper with the list of 10, and tape it onto a mirror.
那你洗脸的时候每天就大声的念三遍。
Every time you go to the bathroom to wash, you would recite every criteria.
要大声念，因为照相机有一个秘密，就是说语言的那个能力，就是你大声讲那个才有能力。因为他说起初神创造天地是用讲的嘛，开出有道，道也是同时道也是握的，也是要讲出来，所以大声的念白人六十排骨这样子。
Well, she was told to shout out these words, every single one of them, because they believe that there's a power that comes through when you voice the words. Coming from the idea from John, the word has power.
然后再想一下这样子。
And after you shout out these words, then you think about them.
那起先当然这位信徒念不来出来嘛，所以呢。
Of course, at the beginning, she was rather timid about this.
但是后来就克服了心理障碍，就念出来了。
But later, she overcome her embarrassment, and she shouted these words out.
她说这就是积极的思想。
And this is what they call positive thinking.
那结果呢，是一年之后，她真的跟这种跟一样的她所念的一个人结婚了。她接底说，哎呀，感谢神。
And that after 1 year, she actually found a person that fits these descriptions, and she thanked God for it.
这就是让教会增长了积极的信心的信心树这样子。
And this is how they use positive thinking to have people increase their faith of their church.
这样对吗？
Is this right?
不对的。
It's not right.
我们信心不是信自己啊，不是信大声啊，不是靠你啊。
Our faith is not to believe in ourselves or any powers that we may have.
我们的信心是从人信到神啊，信神。
Our faith is the relationship of men worshipping or believing in the power of a God, a deity.
在教会增长里面，在第三波也有用到的，那个教会是其中之一。他们是信自己，你的意念、你的意志力，你要坚强，就是靠着你。
The third wave of this charismatic movement also used the same technique of developing people's self-esteem and self-confidence to increase self-power.
这是错了。
This is not right.
所以我们这次教会是唯一的这个教会。
That's why our church's church is the only church of salvation.
我们要保守自己，要去传扬真道。
We have to keep ourselves, maintain ourselves, and spread its truth.